New York's third primary of the year wrapped up with some fresh faces likely heading to Albany if they also win in November. WNYC reporters Karen Rouse and Bridget Bergen have been watching the races. They join us now with the results. Bridget's here in the studio with me. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
Karen's on the telephone. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
So two legislative races got a lot of attention, Karen, including the 65th Assembly District. This is on the Lower East Side, the seat that convicted former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver once occupied. What happened here, and did the results surprise you?
Yeah, I don't think many people were shocked by the results in the 65th Assembly District. Yulee Nu won the race in a field of six candidates, including the incumbent Alice Cancel. Now, Alice Cancel was only in that seat for about 5 months. She'd won in a special election to fill Silver's seat back in April, and I think it hurt her that she was largely seen as an extension of Silver's rule because she did not have a good showing last night. She came in fourth place with less than 1,000 votes. Now, Yulee Nu, the winner, on the other hand, captured over 31% of the votes. She had been endorsed by the Working Families Party, and she was one of four Asian candidates in a district that includes Chinatown and has a large Asian population.
Now, there was a state senate race in northern Manhattan that turned out to be a nail-biter, didn't it?
Yeah, very much so, Richard. I mean, last night's winner was Marisol Alcantara. She was expected to win, to make a strong showing. She had the backing of Senator Adriano Espaillat, who holds that seat now, but is likely going to be elected to Congress in November. And she campaigned hard. I mean, there was a lot of advertising, stumping, messaging on social media, and she kind of had to. I mean, she had solid competition from Michael Lasher. He's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's former chief of staff, and he was former Mayor Bloomberg's point person in Albany and helped push a pro-charter education agenda. Another tough opponent that Alcantara faced last night was Robert Jackson, who's a former city councilman backed by the teachers' union. As the polls closed, the race looked close between Jackson and Alcantara, but she pushed through and held on to her lead.
Okay, let's hear some of her victory speech. This is Alcantara's victory speech last night.
I want to thank everyone that turned out tonight and that supported my campaign and that helped us make history once again. Because of you, there will be once again a Latina in New York State winning.
So, Karen, how significant is this win?
Well, it's largely believed that if she wins the general election as expected, she will align herself with the Independent Democratic Conference in Albany. They're a group of five Democrats who have formed an alliance with Senate Republicans, and because of that alliance, the traditional Democrats in Albany don't really get to control the Senate, even though technically they actually are in the majority. If Alcantara joins them, it makes her a key player in the Senate. Also significant, Richard, is that her win signals not only the growing influence of Dominican voters in New York City, but also it's an indication of Senator Espaillat's influence, that it's growing. The candidate he endorsed for the Assembly, Carmen de la Rosa, also won. She unseated an incumbent, Guillermo Linares.
Okay, Bridget Bergen here in the studio with me. Well, we always talk about low voter turnout during primaries. Was this one especially low, and what causes that?
This was a pretty low turnout primary, and part of the reason is these are lower ballot races. They don't get nearly the amount of media attention, certainly when you look at the presidential race that's consuming a lot of our attention these days. And the burden is really on the voter to find out who's on their ballot in their respective district.
Now, you broke the story of this massive voter purge in Brooklyn before the presidential primary in April, some 120,000 people taken off the voting rolls. Was there anything like that leading up to this election?
There's no evidence of that. The state attorney general's office made their election day hotline available to voters again so they could call into the civil rights division to report any problems. As of last night, they only received about 30 calls statewide, about a third of those from the city. So we're talking, that's 10 calls.
Mm-hmm.
In April, they received more than 1,000.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why the office opened up an investigation into the City Board of Elections and specifically what happened in Brooklyn. That investigation is still active and ongoing. One frustration that we did hear from some voters was some confusion over whether there was actually an election in their district and then who was on their ballot. I talked to a voter in Chinatown yesterday, Holly Katie Lee. She went online to a website where she thought she found out what was on her ballot. And then when she got to the poll site, she was a little confused.
The judges weren't on the ballot, and then committee person was on the ballot. And I don't even know what that is. And I never heard of the names.
And so that comes back to what I was just saying. Mm-hmm. The burden's on the voter to find out who's on their ballot and to make sure they know when they go into that voting booth who they're casting their ballot for.
And one thing I've been noticing since the last election are all these signs on the subway looking for poll workers. Is this something new?
It is. It's actually the Board of Elections has really made a strong push to try to recruit new poll workers.
I start too early. I can't do it.
And it's something that they haven't done before. They used to rely predominantly on the parties to get poll workers to participate in the elections, but they need to get more bodies. It takes a lot of people to run these events, and so they've done some recruitment, and they had a good dry run yesterday.
This is also a good reminder to voters to make sure your voter registration is up to date and you know where your current polling site is.
That's right. The Board of Elections had to make some changes to poll sites, and some voters didn't realize that their district had changed until they went to vote yesterday. This happened to Victor Pringle from East New York in Brooklyn. He says he's concerned that when these changes happen, that it'll keep some voters away.
I got a lot of friends that say they can't walk that far, so they're not going to vote. I happen to be able to walk that far. I'll crawl that far to get my vote.
So even in a low turnout election, Richard, there are some people who are very serious about voting.
Okay, WNYC's Bridget Bergen here in the studio with me. WNYC's Karen Rouse on the telephone. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.